were causing light to shine from darkness.
The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow. What a day it is again. This is your regular host, Pastor Ennis Osiri of the Torchlighters Church. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your word that is coming our way today. Thank you for what you have designed to do in our lives today. Blessed be your name. Speak to us, O Lord, and cause things to happen in our lives. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, I'd like you to be set because God's word is coming away again. I'd like you to know God's mind concerning this program. His intention is to have you encounter His light. And that's why it is called the Light Encounter Radio Series. It's a place where we come to encounter God's word. And that no matter what the situation is, once there is an encounter with God's word, it will always turn things around. Today I'd like to read Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. Something is boiling in my heart regarding what God wants to do for you. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Verse 14. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Today, I'm coming to you with a word. God is about to judge the things that are negative in your life. God is about to judge things in your life. God is a God of time and God is a God of season. God is a God that watches things and God is a God that acts. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 45, Jesus was speaking. He was lamenting. He said, because they know not that day of their visitation, and therefore has their nation been left in desolate. It is important that you know God's time of visitation. Today, as you hear my voice, God has come with vengeance to visit your life and to judge things. I'd like you to know that God is here to judge things. Verse 13 says, and he said unto Abraham, know of a surety. I like it to sink down into your spirit. I want that knowledge to enter you that today is a day that God is coming to judge things in your life. He said, know of a surety that I, the Lord, will come and judge the seed that you have been a stranger into. Here we see a situation of people being a stranger in a land that was not their own. In this instance, the children of Israel. They were in the land of Egypt, and the land was not their own. And God said that they were strangers in that land. Today, I come to ask you, I wouldn't know where you are as a stranger. Do you know that sickness is a stranger in your life? Do you know that poverty is a stranger in your life? Do you know that sin is a stranger in your life? Do you know that lack and want, they are strangers in your life? And it is the mind of God that he will come on a day like this to judge every stranger in your life. God said to Abraham, I want you to know. I don't want you to be in ignorance. I want you to understand that I have a plan set in motion to judge things that are strangers in your life. Today, I've come to ask you. Do you know that there are things that are existing in your life as strangers, and the power of God is here this morning to judge them? He said, I will judge the strangers in your life. That is the message we have come to this morning. And so you don't need to cry again, because God is here to judge the strangers in your life. If he did it for the people of Israel, he can do it for you.
The Bible says he is no respecter of persons. He does not show favoritism. God is a universal God. He's a God that loves you so much. He's a God that works in your favor. He's a God that wants to make sure that you are on the good phase of life. And the Bible says there are things in your life that are living there as strangers. Today, God has located them, and today, God is out to make sure that those things that live in your life are strangers, that he, the Lord God Almighty, will judge them. I feel something in my spirit now that God has come with his power, in his glory, to judge things in your life. It could be anything. It could be sickness. He has come to judge it. A time came when sickness took away the life of Lazarus, and Jesus was brought to the scene, and he came in his power and glory. He judged the death that invaded the life of Lazarus. He spoke to the spirit of death, and Lazarus came back alive. I have come this morning to stand in the place of God's servant, to speak to things in your life that are serving as strangers. And I speak to that sickness, and I speak to that unemployment, and I speak to that shame, and I speak to that reproach, and I speak to that poverty, and I speak to that lack. God has given me the authority this morning to speak to your life and to command the things living in your life and tormenting your life, and they there are strangers. The Bible says that these people were oppressed, they were afflicted, they were oppressed by the people of Egypt, and God knew that that was not what he had planned for them. And a time came when God said to Abraham, I want you to understand that it doesn't matter what the situation might be in the land of Egypt, I'm coming in my glory and in my power, I'm coming in my majesty, and when I come, I'm coming with a rod of judgment to judge things that have made you to live as strangers. And today, that same power is here today and this day to come and to judge things in your life. Are you sick right there? There is a power that is already at work judging that situation in your life. Are you in despondency? There is a power that is at work judging things in your life. Whatsoever thing that you do not want to see in your life, my God is judging them right now. And God said, I will come and I will judge them. And after judging them, he said, you will become a changed person. That we saw in verse 14. He said, when I judge it, you will come out of that nation with great substance. That is what God is about to do for you today. He's coming to turn your weeping into joy. He's coming to turn the ashes upon your life into glory. He's coming to press yet another divine button that will make you a celebrity. I say to you this day, come on, rejoice. Come on, be happy. Come on, be elevated in your spirit, because God is already judging things in your life. You say you have been out of school for years and no employment. This day is a day of judgment against that unemployment. You say that you don't have any child. This day is a day of judgment against that barrenness. You say that people don't like you. There is disfavor all over you. This day is a day of judgment over that disfavor. That after today, you become a carrier of the favor of God. Why? Because God is coming in his glory and power to judge things in your life. I'm excited. I'm happy for the mind of God for you. I'm happy. I'm excited for the mind of God for your children. They can't make it in school. That is a judgment of God that is coming against the spirit of failure. That is a judgment of God that is coming against the spirit of never do well. This is why God sent me here today to announce to you that a divine judgment is coming. A divine judgment is coming. A divine judgment is coming. Can you rise up wherever you are and begin to celebrate God? Can you walk in the liberty of the Spirit? Can you agree with me wherever you are today that the judgment of God is coming all over that situation? No matter what it is, God is above them. The Bible said that God can do all things, and with him nothing shall be impossible. My Father has come with a fire. My Father has come with a rod of of judgment against the things that are working against your life. You have suffered enough. It's time to rise. You have been low enough. It's time to stand. You have seen shame enough. It's time to enjoy the glory of God. When God judges a situation, He will always turn them around. What a thing of joy to understand that today is a day of judgment against all the forces of the devil, against all the demonic power, against devil and his cohorts working against your life, working against your family, working against your business, working against your spiritual growth. A time of judgment is here today, and I declare upon you, wherever you are, hearing the sound of my voice in the bedroom, in the kitchen, wherever you are, God's judgment has come. That's what God sent me here for today, to judge against the things that are working against your life. I therefore declare, wherever you are, let the judgment of God come against that unemployment. Let the judgment of God come against that sickness. Let the judgment of God come against that shame. Let the judgment of God come against that disfavor. Let the judgment of God come against that reproach. Let the judgment of God come against that barrenness. You shall be fruitful. You shall progress. You shall succeed. You shall serve God in truth and in spirit. Your Christian life will no longer dwindle. It shall no longer be a step forward and five backwards. The Lord shall establish you. The Lord shall make you consistent in the things of God. You shall become a general in the things of God. You shall become a commander in the things of God by the mercies of God. Can you have me pray for you? Father, I thank you for these ones, wherever they are. I join my faith with their faith. You spoke to me today. You said to me, tell them I'm about to judge the things in their life. Let it be so that judgment will come over and against the negative situations of their life, and they shall rise up and become what you have made them to be. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Thank you so much for being part of this. Tune in the same time, the same station next week, and I can tell you, you will never regret it. Live this week and know fully well that God has judged every negative situation of your life, and you can never be the same. We also like you to understand that this is the Touch Lighters Church, located at 4 Upper Presidential Road, adjacent Fontenelle Police Station, almost opposite UBA Bank, just around Agribank and between Agribank and Wayek Bus Stop. Find us there on Wednesday 5:30 and find us there on Sunday 7:30 in the morning. You will never regret being there. It's a wonderful, glorious service. As you come, may the Lord honor you in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called the Touch Lighters Church. On Instagram, we are called the Touch Lighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.